Lent, Week 1, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God, high throned above, we, with many generations, join to praise your name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. The Lord will protect the rights of the oppressed. Psalm 9. Lord, why do you stand far off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires, the covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride the wicked says, he will not punish, there is no God, such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled, your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt, he thinks, never shall I falter, misfortune shall never be my lot. His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds, the innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on the watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart, God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will protect the rights of the oppressed. Lord, you have seen our trouble and sorrow. Psalm 9 continued. Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart he will not punish? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it. You take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is King for ever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you have seen our trouble and sorrow. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, 7 times refined. Psalm 11. Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished, truth has gone from the sons of men, falsehood they speak one to another, with lying lips, with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongues that speak high-sounding words, those who say, our tongue is our strength, our lips are our own, who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed, and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us for ever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined.
Behold, now is the favourable time. This is the day of salvation. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 6. The Lord said to Moses, I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say to you. But Moses said to the Lord, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips. How then shall Pharaoh listen to me? And the Lord said to Moses, See, I make you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command. And Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go out of his land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, Pharaoh will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth my hosts, my people, the sons of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, by great acts of judgment. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt, and bring out the people of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did so. They did as the Lord commanded them. Now Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, When Pharaoh says to you, Prove yourselves by working a miracle, then you shall say to Aaron, Take your rod, and cast it down before Pharaoh, that it may become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, and did as the Lord commanded. Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh summoned the wise men and the sorcerers, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, did the same by their secret arts. For every man cast down his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Still, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, and he refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning, as he is going out to the water. Wait for him by the river's bank, and take in your hand the rod which was turned into a serpent. And you shall say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, you have not yet obeyed. Thus says the Lord, By this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the water that is in the Nile with the rod that is in my hands, and it shall be turned to blood. And the fish in the Nile shall die, and the Nile shall become foul, and the Egyptians will loathe to drink water from the Nile. And the Lord said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Take your rod and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, their canals, and their ponds, and all their pools of water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded. In the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, he lifted up the rod and struck the water that was in the Nile, and all the water that was in the Nile turned to blood. And the fish in the Nile died, and the Nile became foul, so that the Egyptians could not drink water from the Nile, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. But the magicians of Egypt did the same by their secret arts. So Pharaoh's heart remained hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said. Pharaoh turned and went into his house, and he did not lay even this to his heart. And all the Egyptians dug round about the Nile for water to drink, for they could not drink the water of the Nile. 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the Nile. Responsory from Revelation 16. The angel emptied his bowl into the rivers, and they turned into blood, and I heard him say, "You are the holy, the just one, and this is just punishment, for they have spilt the blood of the saints and the prophets." And I heard the altar itself say, "Truly, Lord God Almighty, the punishments you give are true and just, for they have spilt the blood of the saints and of the prophets." A reading from the Treatise of St. Cyprian on the Lord's Prayer. Dearly beloved brethren, the commandments in the Gospel are simply God's teaching. They are foundations on which our hope is based, buttresses for our faith, nourishment to warm our heart, directions for our earthly journey, defences which will help us to preserve salvation. They instruct us, the teachable minds of us believers here below on earth, and lead us to the kingdom of heaven. God wanted his servants, the prophets, to say many things which we were to hear, but how much more important is what is said by God the Son, and what the word of God, who once spoken in the prophets, now proclaims by his own voice. God is no longer telling us to prepare the way for him who is still to come, rather he himself comes and opens the way for us and shows it to us. Formerly we wandered blind and reckless in the darkness of death, but now we are enlightened by the light of grace. Now, with the Lord for our leader and guide, we can hold to the path of life. Amid his many other saving commands and divine precepts with which he took thought for the salvation of his people, he also gave us a form of prayer and taught and instructed us as to what our prayer should be. He who gave us life also taught us to pray, and did this with the same kindness he showed in his other gifts. While we pray in the presence of the Father, with the prayer his Son taught us, we may be more easily heard. Christ has already foretold that the hour was coming when true worshippers would worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He fulfilled what he had promised, so that we have been sanctified by him in the spirit and in truth, and now we are able to give him, as he taught us, worship that is true and spiritual. What prayer can be more spiritual than the prayer given us by Christ who sent us the Holy Spirit? What prayer in the presence of the Father can be more truthful than that which was pronounced by the Son, who himself is the truth? To pray otherwise than as he taught us is more than a mistake, it is a fault, for he laid down, "You reject the commandment of God in order to set up your own tradition." And so, beloved, let us pray as God our Master himself taught us. Our prayer is friendly and intimate when we petition God with his own prayer, letting the words of Christ rise to the Father's ears. When we pray, may the Father recognize his Son's own words, "He who dwells in our breast should also be our voice." We have him as our advocate with the Father to plead for our sins, and so, when we ask God's pardon for our sins, let us put forward our advocate's own words. He said, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Surely it follows that we shall more easily obtain what we ask if, when we pray in the name of Christ, we use his own words. Responsory from John 16. "So far you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. Anything you ask in my name I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be complete." Let us pray. Look with favour on your family, Lord, And as at this time we restrain the desires of the body, may our hearts burn with love of you.
We make our prayer for our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.